is Danny Johnson, and I would like to personally welcome you here to our Monday night call. Prior to getting started in business for myself, I was a 19-year-old uneducated female who did not grow up in a home where there was any kind of entrepreneurship. My parents didn't work, and my father was a drug addict and completely abusive. Now, when I first heard about becoming an entrepreneur and going into business for myself, quite honestly, I thought, no way, not me. People like me don't succeed in anything. And so it took me a couple months, actually, to get the courage, and it was based on a failure. Based on failure is why I actually did get started. I figured that it took me 20 years to figure out how to learn how to get good in business, and even if I failed the income earners that I had been learning about this business opportunity from, even if I had failed their income by 90%, then I surely would be doing better working for myself than working for, let's say, JCPenney's. And so I quit my job full-time and came into business full-time, and I actually made my first business mistake right then and there. I had zero experience in business. I knew nothing about the industry that I was in. I knew nothing about the product line that I was going to be marketing, and I failed miserably because I did not know how to do it right. And so after 6 months of complete failure and talking to lots of people and getting absolutely nowhere and not making a dime, I wound up hearing about a training seminar that was supposed to teach me how to be able to start succeeding in business. Well, I couldn't afford the seminar. It wasn't good timing, but the man who told me about it said, if you don't go, you might as well just quit now because you will fail. Well, that's all I had to hear. I was failing already. And if inevitably my failure was going to lead to me quitting, I certainly did not want to waste the last 6 months of time that I had invested into that enterprise. And so I went to that training seminar, and I found the money. I borrowed it. I borrowed it from a couple of different places, and I plugged in. And my first 8 days following that, I made $4,000. The next month, I brought 11 people that I had brought into my organization to plug into that training seminar and made $11,000. The next month I made $15,000, then $21,000, which was very exciting to me, and this all happened by the time I was 21. From there I ran off and I got married on a whim, and the man that I married took off with everything. I want you to imagine, here's this kid who grows up on welfare, who winds up, you know, in a very abusive situation, and I get started, I fail miserably, and then I start to learn how to get the job done. And I start making money, and I'm getting all this recognition, and then I meet what I thought was Mr. Right at the time. And on a whim, I go get married, and then he winds up moving me 3,000 miles away from anything that was familiar. And all of a sudden, just a few months after we were married, I wound up living completely homeless in the back of my car. My business had been embezzled by men who did unscrupulous business practices. I lost my dreams, I lost vision, I lost faith, I lost everything. I was completely depressed. In fact, I was suicidal. Literally sleeping in a car, sleeping in public places, any place I could rest my head, showering in public places, everything I owned in the back of my trunk. Everything was devastating at that time. And this was the month of December. What a terrible month to be homeless. And so after several weeks of just crying the blues and blaming everybody and complaining about my life and blaming my father and my ex-husband, I got sick and tired of the rut that I had slipped myself into. And I got started in another business using the skills that I had learned the year before. Now, here's something that you need to understand. You see, my husband and the man I had done business with in the past had the ability to steal physical things from me. Stole money, stole bank accounts, stole credit cards, stole a business. However, there's one thing that can never be stolen from you, which is why I believe the best investment that I made in my life was the investment I made into my education through training seminars on learning how to become a professional at what I do. And so that skill that I had learned the year before paid me an amazing amount of money. In fact, it paid me $250,000 from being homeless, living out of a car, starting a business from the trunk of my car in a payphone booth, making $2,000 the first 10 hours, going on to that very first year, making $250,000. The next year, I made my first million. This all happened by the time I was 23 years old. I've been doing that since then, running businesses part-time from home, raising my 5 children, met my husband through the industry, and we've been able to generate 6 and 7 figures. In our worst years, we've generated 6 figures. In our best, we've generated 7. And so we've truly been blessed. I believe God gave us chance. And they believe that he's given you a chance, which is why you're on the phone right now, to be able to impact your your financial future, maybe even impact your family, impact other people's lives. And so we, for, in fact, 16 years ago, I started a training company that has been training and developing people for a very long time and learning how to generate a six-figure income and even seven figures working part-time from home. And so really what you're on right now is a person invited you to this call. They cared enough about you and your future. They cared about, you know, your children's future to the point where they stuck their neck out and not knowing what you would do or say and said, hey, why don't you check out this site? We are not marketing products, my friends. We're marketing a service that helps people get ahead with whatever business model it is that they're using. We're a training module on how you can learn how to make more with less time. And so DannyJohnson.com is where you can actually get an amazing amount of information on how to do that. There's about $60,000 worth of information available on a website right now for you. And if I told you that it was free, is it something that you'd want to take advantage of? If you go right now to www.danny, D-A-N-I, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, .com, that's DannyJohnson.com. Okay, if you go there right now, you're going to see a membership page. And that membership page, just go ahead and fill that out. And when you fill that out, you'll go ahead and be able to see into the archive section. It's called the conference call vault. There's an amazing amount of information there on how to market yourself, how to market others, how to be able to raise up leadership in your current organization, whether you're in management or you're in sales. Whether you're running a corporation, there's an amazing amount of information absolutely free to you on how you can simplify your business model and be able to turn it for much higher profits. Make more with less time. That's what's available. There's also strategies available on there. Do you want to get out of debt? I'm sure you do. I'm sure you don't like that credit card debt being as high as it is, or even the mortgage debt or the car debt. And if that's what you want to do, then I encourage you quickly. Go to the website now. You'll find a call specifically to get you started in the right direction, and it's absolutely free. So I encourage you right now, please go and sign up as a free member on that website so that you can begin to get the free information that's available for you. There's no excuse to stay into debt when there's free information on how to get you out of debt. Now, for those of you that you've been listening along for the last almost 3 years, 3 years ago we launched this website and this conference call. Last August, in fact, it's our three-year anniversary coming up here with Call to Freedom International and DannyJohnson.com. And if you've been listening right along, I'm going to actually give you a topic I have never talked about. Every single week I'm coming up with fresh new content, and here it is. This is fresh. This is new. Never been a topic that I've talked about on a conference call before. However, you stand a chance of making an amazing amount of money from the strategies I'm about to give you, just like the emails that we got from last Monday night's call, a topic I had never brought forward to you guys. I'm bringing this to you now, the same like last week, has already made people an amazing amount of money. People increased their income last week alone just from the one strategy that I gave last Monday. And please, if you're in more of them and you haven't let our office know yet, please email us now at admin, A-D-M-I-N, at DannyJohnson.com, or you can go ahead and click contact us at the bottom of the page, open a ticket saying testimonial in our ticketing system, and submit the ticket saying it's a testimonial, because I want to hear what's going on. I mean, we've heard from a lot of you already that you raised your income last week alone. This, what I'm about to give you, is going to help you strategically improve your retention levels in your current business. We all know whether you own a McDonald's or you own a home-based business, retention is important, meaning keeping the people that you've gotten as clients as well as representatives working inside your organization, keeping them in is far more profitable than having to go out and to constantly be getting more to replace those who have fallen by the wayside. Now, I have several of my clients that have used this strategy that I have taught to them on a one-on-one coaching basis and have got the absolute best retention levels in their companies. And so they've had obvious growth because they're adding more each and every month to their organization and being able to keep those people and moving them up. So, again, this is a topic I have not yet covered. Please pay very close attention. If you're new, just start taking notes. You might find at the end of the call that you can use part of it or all of it or none of it. At least you were teachable, and that teachable action definitely is going to move you forward. If those of you that you've been around for a while, you know what to do. You know the drill. Start writing frantically. And by the way, this call is being recorded. It will be available on that website 24 hours from now. Okay, so here's what I'm going to talk about. You know, in our in business in general, there's, in fact, in marketing in general, no matter what it is that you're marketing, whether you're a doctor and you're marketing your services to patients, or a dentist or an attorney, or you're a real estate investor, no matter what it is that you do some sort of marketing to be able to bring people through the door. Well, there is a process that you go through whether you know it or not. And it's a process that I call expose, involve, and upgrade. Now, I've taught on that topic before. In fact, if you want to really get to learn how to master that, there's some CDs available on the website. If you click on products, there's a whole topic on expose, involve, and upgrade. However, what I want to talk about is one of the avenues of involvement that increases your ratios and increases your sales volume dramatically on a weekly basis, strategically on a weekly basis. It's the best Grand Slam hit for the time that you'll be putting in. And so usually with business, you have to look at, man, what are my leverage points with my time? And so it's important for you to be able to maximize your time. And many of you are not maximizing your time at all because you're not using the system of expose, involve, and upgrade. Now, let me just give you the gist so you understand where I'm coming from. Exposure is you expose the populace, you expose the marketplace to what it is that you have that you're marketing. So it's the first exposure. And it usually takes anywhere from 1 to 6 exposures before somebody says, I'm going to buy that. So that's exposure, okay? And there needs to be multiple ways of exposure. There's lots of different ways to expose the public to your product line, whatever it is that you're marketing, whatever service it is that you're marketing, whether, again, you're a doctor, an attorney, or you're a travel agent, you're marketing a service, okay, or legal services or whatever. So the exposure happens a number of different ways. Postcards in the mail, television, radio, internet, sales letters on the internet, videos that are done on the internet, conference calls, pre-recorded calls, sales letters that get mailed out to the general public. These are various different forms to expose the marketplace to your product or your service. Now, step number 2 is the step that most people miss. This is the step that most people miss, and this is a step that I learned how to master about 16 years ago. I saw really the leveraging points of it 16 years ago and just built my business based on this exact topic of involvement. Now, what involvement does is let's just say this. Okay, let's say somebody gets exposed, and let's say that you've got a number. In most cases, there's a number of different services or products that you offer to the marketplace. You start usually at the very bottom. Okay, so let's say that. All right, let's start at the bottom with if you're a dentist, you know, there's an exam. You know, okay, so the exam. They're going to pay for that exam, right? But what you're hoping to do is to upgrade them through, you know, the exam and then fixing whatever needs to be done. So that's another higher amount of money. And then, of course, cleaning the teeth. And then what you try to do is get them on a 6-month pattern of getting their teeth cleaned, right? That's how a dentist does it. So that is what I call involvement. Now, if they stick around you enough, they're going to want to want more services. Have you ever noticed that the longer you stay in a retail store, the more you buy? Have you ever noticed that? That if, this is like drives me crazy. I live in a tiny little mountain town and I was just blown away. I took my daughter and I shopping last Sunday and we were looking for something specific for an event that we got coming up. I walked into 5 different shops, some antique shops, some clothing, you know, this high-end new clothing store. The owner of the high-end clothing store sat on the phone for the entire time I was in that shop. Did not greet us. She was just talking to a friend on the phone. She owns the shop. She just opened the shop. She's going to be out of business of this shop here real soon. 4 other customers came through this shop. She didn't greet them. I watched 4 other people come in and leave. However, I go across the street, and there's a woman who's had a similar kind of shop for 30 years. She has been in the same shop in the same little teeny tiny town and has made a great income selling high-end clothing. Well, you walk into her store, oh my gosh, she's going to greet you. Hi, how are you today? Can I get you a glass of water? She starts to talk to you, to disarm you, and starts showing things to you. The longer you stay in that store, the more stuff you buy. Now, that's called involvement. That's what you need to understand about involvement, okay? Now, I want you to look at, have you ever noticed that the longer you stay in Walmart, the longer you stay in a grocery store, the more you wind up buying. That's the process of involvement. Now, here's where a lot of people miss it. They expose and they instantly just want to get somebody upgraded and they miss the complete involvement process all by itself. And so with the involvement process, I'm going to give you a strategy that I've used for years, and I hope you're understanding what I'm talking about. What that does is this. The longer they're around you, the better they're feeling about you and what you're doing. The more they're around you, the more they're starting to think more about what it is that you're doing and go, oh, you know, I need that. Kind of like an infomercial. They expose you for with a little quick, you know, 2-minute thing up front, and they try to get you involved by sitting down and watching and getting involved with the testimonies and more of that information. The more involved they can get you with their infomercial, if they can captivate you for 30 minutes, they know that you're going to eventually buy. Okay, so that's the sales process, expose, involve, and upgrade. So the upgrade part is they actually step up and upgrade themselves through the packages that you have. And so you might be able to get somebody to purchase, let's say, the bottom part of something, and then through the process of involvement, them hanging out, them getting on a training call, them listening to some audio CDs, them plugging into, a special guest conference call or special guest meeting that you're having locally, that through that involvement, they wind up going, you know, I think I could do this. You know, that sounds like a good thing. You know, I know some people that could use this. And that's how they wind up upgrading and then go, okay, you know, I'm going to start with that top package. Okay, now. Just give you a little preface on expose, involve, and upgrade. Now, let me give you two key strategies for involvement. These are the most bang for your buck by far, okay? Actually, I'm going to give you three areas of involvement that are the most bang for your buck. All right. Number one, most bang for your buck would be a Monday night conference call. Our Monday night conference call, we've got about 2,500 people that use that Monday night conference call each and every week. Now, why? Because. Like right now, here we are. We are all together. I mean, we have people from all over the world that are on the phone with us listening to this call. Now, why is this most bang for the buck? Because there's strategic information that is coming across the lines right now that are going to move you to action following this call. So there are some people that are listening right now that have not gotten started in any kind of a business. They're just kind of looking at one, and the person said, hey, get on this call. And, you know, you get an idea of some of the training information that we have available, and some of that information is absolutely free. Okay, so that's one of them. All right, so the Monday night call, great way. Why? They're in their home. They're listening in. They're getting a little bit more information, get a little bit more familiarized with what the business world is all about. Okay, so that's one. Great bang for the buck. They're calling in. You could have 50 people on this call. You could have 50 people on a conference call, and we're not having to coordinate 50 people's schedules to have everyone meet in one place. The other part where it's great leverage is that you can have people from all over the world. If you have an international business, you can get all of them together on the phone line. This is why we have so many leaders from so many different companies that have their own conference bridge. They start their Monday night call and then patch into this call. In fact, there's like, I don't know, 8 or 10 of you right now that that's what you're doing. You've patched people in to this call. Now, next thing is this. The second way is through Saturday trainings. Okay, now let me tell you what my schedule is. I know some of you are not doing Saturday trainings. Maybe your business model doesn't hold it. But what I want you to do is I want you to listen closely because you can figure out how to apply this to what it is that you are doing. And I'm going to give you 21st century way to be able to do it, especially if you're building a virtual business. And I know a lot of you have a virtual business. And I'm going to tell you exactly how to do it virtually where everyone's still in their homes and being able to get it done. But if you work a local business and you've got a local organization that you're dealing with, I cannot stress to you enough that getting together for a training there locally is hugely beneficial. And let me show you why. There is strategy in this. First of all, you're going to get, this is the kind of schedule that I worked in. I built my business part-time, by the way, and part-time in 2 years built an organization to 20,000 people. A multi-million dollar business was built in 2 years with 20,000 people, all fresh rookie-type people, did not, you know, go ahead, hunt big type leadership people. This was all rookies, didn't know what they were doing, and through our First Steps to Success system, developed six-figure income earners out of that. Now, so my schedule looks something like this, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, okay, because I only worked part-time and I wasn't willing to go full-time, and I could make six figures and seven with only working part-time. So Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday was my schedule. So if that's, I'm just giving you an example. You're going to figure out how to apply this to yourself. You're going to figure out how to make it work for yourself. But let me just give you a guideline so you can twist it up whichever way you need to. So on Tuesday, I would be prospecting, and what happens is you wind up getting yourself in a cycle, okay? So on Tuesday, you're prospecting for a Thursday, all right? And, or even for that Tuesday night, all right? So, but when you're just starting off, okay, so Tuesday, you'll be prospecting for a Thursday night meeting or even Thursday one-on-one presentations, right? Then on those Thursday, on that Tuesday, on that Thursday, you're always promoting Saturday. Now, what does Saturday look like? Saturday is a training that, okay, starts at 10 a.m., and at 10 a.m. it starts with a business presentation, all right? That's the exposure to the business. Then that should be over around 10:45, something like that, okay? So at 11 or even 11:15, people want to take a break, you know, get some closing happening. Then we start with a Saturday training. And if you want it to start at a certain time, because there's some people who are just going to come for the Saturday training, which those people are totally missing the boat if that's what they're doing, you want to take full advantage of any opportunity to have a business presentation by far. And so what that looks like is this, is that you would be inviting for that 10 a.m. meeting, and the people that are in that meeting, that you're going to have them stay for that Saturday training. So, again, start at whatever time you want to. We used to start ours at noon. You can start yours at noon. You can start at 11:30, whatever, okay? So let's say it's 11:30 just for fun. All right, so 11:30, the Saturday training begins. I'm going to give you the outline at the later part of this call about how to be able to give an effective – I'll just give you the outline. I'm not going to tell you how to do it because we don't have time. But we do have time to at least get you started with the outline and how to execute that. Those that were in Virginia, they learned how to do it at First Steps to Success. Okay, and what I found is there's a lot of people not doing it, and they're missing the boat big time. Now, I want you to watch this. So all the people that you've been talking to throughout the week and exposing your business to throughout the week, they all meet up on that Saturday. So if you've got an organization, everybody is building for that Saturday training. Okay, and again, Saturday starts at 10 a.m. It's a business presentation. What is that? For many of them, it's a second look. Let's say they saw it for the first time on Thursday, right, at a home party somewhere. Well, everyone that's out there doing their home parties through a three-meeting plan, if that's the model that you use, well, then what you do is you're going to plug people through that Saturday. Everyone's promoting the Saturday training. Your Saturday training should be the biggest meetings of the week. We used to get 200-300 people in a Saturday training. So you're pushing that through, and that's just one office. I had 18 offices, by the way. So anyway, so Thursday, you're promoting the Saturday. So they're showing up again Saturday morning, 10 a.m., whether or not they gave you the money to get started or not. Doesn't really matter. When they see the presentation again, that's a second exposure to it. Things are being solidified a little bit more. They're hearing testimonials and maybe newer testimonials now. And now it's like, wow, gosh, man, that thing works. Gosh, that sounds interesting. Okay, and they're there to be there for the training. And that's what I would tell the person I got started either Tuesday or Thursday, Saturday, listen. And if they said, you know, I want to think about it, I would say, you know what, that is great. And I think if you're really honest and you're that real think it over person, you know, that you're not just going to throw some brochure in the trash and you're just trying to blow somebody off. But if you really are serious about what you said, that you want to get out of debt, you remind them their needs, strengths, and goals, you know, are you serious about that? Yeah, and that you really want to think it over? Yeah, okay, I've got a great way for you to think it over. We have something coming up. In fact, what are you doing on Saturday? Nothing. I'm available. Great. Write this down. You have a calendar. Put in 10 a.m. till about 1:30. Okay? And I want you to just spend a few hours with me. If I put it 2 o'clock just in case we just decide to go get a bite to eat or something. Okay, so put this in your calendar, 10 to 2. We're going to be together, all right? And what we're going to do is I'm going to have you meet some people. You're going to see some people that are working in the area. You're going to see the good, bad, and the ugly. You're going to see a training that is done. Training is about 2 hours long, and you're going to be able to really decide, you know what, do I see myself doing the activities that they're talking about? Instead of you prejudging it and deciding for yourself what you think it might be, this way you will certainly be able to look at this and go, you know what, I think I could do it, or you know what, I'm so glad I came to this because I definitely don't want to do this. So that way you're not making a blind decision. This way you're making a well-informed that you're doing your due diligence. So why don't you come on Saturday? In fact, if you want, you can bring some people. If you want to get somebody's advice or opinion, you can certainly invite somebody to come in Saturday morning at 10 a.m. So that's what I would be promoting. My whole focus is to get them to go to that Saturday. Okay? And I'm going to give you an outline as to why in a minute. So on that Saturday, this is involvement. Here's what's happened. You have a bunch of people who are independently working out there, all coming together on that Saturday. So now they're going to see other people that are working inside the organization other than you, which adds credibility to you. Second, they're going to see live testimonials. Maybe you met with them one-on-one. Maybe it was a conference call. When people see this face-to-face, it's a totally different story. Now we're getting all the senses involved, okay? Another reason is that the whole point of the Saturday training, and I'm going to give you how to be able to make that happen, is to accomplish 4 basic things, and I'll tell you what those 4 basic things are, okay? So what you'll find is that most of your people will wind up stepping in to agreeing to 2 things after they go through the Saturday training. One, they're going to stop with the top package. In fact, they're going to do all 4 things. They're going to do 3 basic things, okay? One, they're going to start with the top package. Two, they're going to register for First Steps to Success. Three, they're going to book a presentation with you and go to work. Okay? That is the whole purpose of the Saturday training. Now, again, the dynamics are huge because you've got, you know, some, they're hearing other people, they're seeing other things, and they're learning how the process works. And again, it's just another form of involvement, if you can imagine, a crock pot with some meat in it. Slow cooking it. And then it can taste yummy. Slow cooked beef. Not necessarily in a crock pot, but slow cooked beef usually is pretty good. Okay, so let me give you right now, hopefully you've gotten an idea about this. Now, if you're not doing Saturday trainings, it's because either you've tried and people don't show up, and the only reason why they're not showing up is you don't yet possess the skill that it takes to get them to want to go and to bring people. I'm going to say that again. If you're not doing them and it's because people wouldn't show, that's not the reason to stop doing them. What it's showing is you don't know how to get them to come and bring people. That's what it is. And also what it's showing me is that you're missing a big hole in your leadership skills. You're letting them tell you how to build the business instead of you drawing a line and saying, this is what it takes to build the business. For example, if somebody had gotten a job and their hours were Saturday from 10 to 2 and they decided not to show up, they can get fired. Do you understand? So the way we built our business was the same exact way that we build any other business, and that is, these are the hours, this is what it takes, and if you don't show, you're going to have to fire yourself. You can't afford to come and play with us. Okay? So, again, it all boils down to how. It all boils down to, do I know how? And so oftentimes people wind up changing big things just because they don't know how to get over the next hump. It's a prime example as to why people wind up quitting the business, because they talk to lots of people, but they don't know how to talk to those people, they know what to say to those people, they know how to handle the objections of those people, and when they don't know how to do it, guess what? They wind up doing one of two things. One, they step up and go, okay, where can I learn how to do this? What do I have to do to be able to get good at this? Or B, most of them, because most leaders will not direct their people on how to learn how to get good at it, or they think they have to be the one that teaches them, is they wind up quitting, okay? So involvement ensures your retention. I'm going to say that again. Involvement ensures retention. Retaining the current business that you have plus adding the current business, that's when you have exponential growth. Maintaining what you have plus adding to what you have and maintaining that is what adds to exponential growth. So let me give you real quickly a Saturday training, okay, because we need to move right along. Okay, first of all, just a real quick, simple outline. And by the way, does it have to be on a Saturday? No? You want to do it on a Wednesday night? Go ahead. I don't care. It's up to you. Do it whenever, you know, I just found that Saturdays were great mornings to be able to do that, and after that you have the rest of the day off, and you walked away with thousands and tens of thousands of dollars worth of volume that was done. So you wind up closing your week, and if any of you get paid weekly, might be a good way to build your business where you're building weekly checks for people. Not only you, but for your people. Okay? So let me lay out the outline, and when you see it, then you're gonna really go, ah, I get it. Okay, first of all, so the very first step in doing the Saturday training, obviously you guys are gonna meet and greet everybody, before the Saturday training begins. It's very important that you know how to create an environment that's gonna close 90% of the room even before the training or the presentation starts. I'm gonna say that again. Very important that you possess the skill, that you create an environment with that skill that closes 90% of the room before the training ever even gets started. If you don't know how to do that, I can show you how to do that. I'm going to write this down for you. Okay, close 90% of the room. All right. That's one of them to get to Saturday training. Hold on, guys. Sorry. I know I'm making you hold, but that's okay. All right, so this is what this looks like. So, one, you're going to meet and greet. Okay? You're going to use strategies that are effective with closing 90% of the room before the meeting ever starts, all right? Again, strategies that closes most of the room, okay? And before the meeting is far more important than during the meeting. Okay, so the first thing, that's the first thing you're going to do is the meet and greet. Now, the meeting has started, all right? And that's important. Meeting has started. You could have two or three or four different people participate with the Saturday training. And you want to use new people for the first part of your Saturday training. First thing is there's an introduction. the introduction, which is the hi and welcome. Welcome, everybody, today. We are so glad that you're here. It's a beautiful Saturday morning, and today we're going to be talking about blah, 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 blah. Okay, we're going to talk about XYZ Company and what their products are and how to be able to establish yourself in a home-based business profitably starting this week. Now, the first thing we want to do is we want to just get to know who else is here in the room, and we want to give some recognition to those people who have stepped up into a position that is recognizable. So what you do at this point is you're going to recognize the different positions. So I'm making positions up right now. So let's say, okay, all of our consultants, and that's like your lowest position, okay? So that's just someone that's filled out an application, you know, hasn't tried any product or just whatever, maybe application with product in a standing order, I don't know. Okay, can I have all of our consultants please stand up right now? Okay, and everyone gives them a hand, okay? Then what you can do is, okay, now all of you that are new consultants, please stay standing. You just got started in the last week. Please stand up. Everyone gives them a hand. You pull one of them forward to the front of the room. You say, hey, you know what, Sally, can you tell us what you're excited about with your new home-based business? And she says, you know, why are you excited about your new home-based business? Okay, and she's gonna say something. She's gonna say something like, well, I'm just excited because I am so sick and tired of working my tail off building the equity of somebody else's company, and I'm in debt, and I just got to get out of debt, so I've got to make this work for me. Huh. Those are excellent testimonies. And that's usually what they'll say. They'll say something along those lines. Okay, now, hey, can we get all our managers to stand up? If you're a manager, please stand up. This person, and by the way, you're basically outlining the compensation plan on the board as you're recognizing these positions. Okay, so a manager, and you're driving that, whether it's a stair step or however which way you want to do it, managers have been able to generate $2,000 worth of sales volume in their organization. Managers, can you really stand up? Boom. Yay. Okay, recognize them. Okay, those of you that are brand new managers, can you stay standing? The rest of them, you just got started last week. Stay standing. Then what you do is you take one of those managers, the most excited one, you pull them up, you say, can you tell us why you're excited about your new home-based business? What are you guys excited about with your new home-based business? Guess what they're going to do? They are selling the crowd. Those people that you're pulling up, they're getting recognized. They are selling the crowd, and they're building the Me Toos with the guests that are there deciding whether or not they're really going to get started in that business, or the ones who have gotten started. Let's say it's a consultant who got started, hasn't upgraded to a manager yet, right? But they're here, and now all these people are excited about this. I want to be that too. Do you understand? So it's creating a phenomenal environment. Okay, so then you just keep going up through your plan, recognizing each position, okay? Then if you have, like, pin levels that you want to recognize, you recognize that. If you have, like, contests that were ran that last week, recognize that. Here's something else, too. Sorry, I got to write this down. Hold on one second. I just had a download. Okay, so anyway, so you recognize, you know, some of those pin levels and things like that. That's going to take about 15 minutes, all right, is how long you want to take with that first part. Now, what that person does, and again, this could be a brand new person that does the recognition. That's real simple. It could be a person been in for a couple of weeks. What you're wanting to do is OJT them. You're trying to work them through the entire process of building a business, and this is one of them. So the second thing on your agenda is maybe products or services. This is where you're going to educate the people for 15 minutes on your product or service. Now, let's say that you can't educate anybody. That's fine. Do you have an audio? I'm sure your company has an audio. I'm sure they may even have a video. Go ahead and show that. 15 minutes on product is plenty. And let's say that you have a large service, a company has lots of services, like 10 services. Or let's say you have a product line that is like 100 different products. What you have to do is just highlight one for the week. You can't go through all of them. You can touch on them real quickly, but what you got to do is highlight one of them that you want the organization to drive. And so let's say that you have a company that has legal services and insurance services and travel services, all, let's say, underneath one umbrella. Okay, I know that company doesn't exist, or maybe it does. It really doesn't matter. But so if the company had multiple services, or let's say it had insurance type services, but you know, you've got life insurance, you've got medical insurance, you've got dental insurance, you've got this insurance, you've got that insurance. Okay, let's say that's how that works. You're not going to talk about all of them or get into deep detail on all of them, but maybe pick one for the week that you're going to talk about. Highlight one of them, okay? Now, so that's going to take about 15 minutes, and you would also have some testimonials with those products as well. So you're going to teach them a little bit more about the product line. You do not want to create ingredient geeks. Listen, people who have too much information on the product go out and try to sell by selling ingredients. That is not how you want them going out to market it. So in the next 15 minutes, you want to teach them how do we market the products, okay? So That's a how-to. So now we're into this 45 minutes, right? We're into this training 45 minutes at this point. So now what you're going to do is you're going to show them how to market that product. Real simple. You're going to tell them to tell stories. You're going to tell them it doesn't matter, you know, it doesn't matter what people, it doesn't matter what's in the product. What matters is the testimonials. And so you'll have some testimonials that'll get up there. Again, I don't have time to go into all of this, but it's enough to get you started. Then, next, here's a third possible person that can do this next section, can do prospecting. You're going to teach on prospecting for about 15 minutes. That's when you talk about the list of resources and who to contact and how the organization basically is built, okay? Now, next thing is, let me unplug right here, right now. This is what I did for years. This is what I would recommend that you do. So if you want to do the whole Saturday training, you can. Let me just keep going. So you have 15 minutes on the prospecting, thing, and then you can go maybe 15 minutes on compensation plan if you want to. Do not get detailed. Do not get crazy. Don't get weird. Show them how to make money. Show them where the money is actually made. And I'll tell you, if you show them it's in the top package, and let's say they're marketing a package that's, you know, $1,000 and their profit on that is $200, then, you know, how much money do you want to make? You want to make $2,000, then go get 10 people that will do this fast start package and you'll make $2,000, okay? Same with making money with the product. Then you're going to end this with two things. Number one, a little bit more recognition. And the recognition you're going to do here is who's gotten results this past week. So results with this, okay, how many of you have gotten at least one customer this past week? Stand up. You clap, okay? How many of you have gotten, two customers? So you're going to do a count up, and then the number one person, you know, whoever has got the most customers this week, you pull them up to the front of the room, tell us why you're excited about this, okay? Next thing on this is, how many of you have enrolled one person at least, two people, three, I'll count up, person did the most, boom, bring them forward, they're going to tell why they're excited about the company. Final is impending events. Impending events is the final. I'm going to give you what your goal is out of the Saturday training in a minute. But the impending events are this, okay? Guys, so here, you heard more about the product, how to prospect, and you heard the people that are doing it and how to make money. And basically, this is what we're talking about here. Impending events, when I let you know this is what we've got coming up. Pull out your calendars now. You want to write this thing down. Monday night in 2 nights, we've got a conference call with DannyJohnson.com. This call is valued at $600. I'm going to give you a phone number and a PIN number where you will be able to get this call completely free. So that's a $600 bonus that we're offering to you right now. Okay, so that's going to begin your education for your business. Okay, next impending event, we've got First Steps to Success coming up. Now, if you promote something like that, and again, I'm just telling you what I did. You don't have to do what I did. I'm just telling you what we've done. So the impending event would be First Steps to Success. Dallas, Texas, August 12th and 13th in Dallas, Texas, at the Westin Hotel. And this particular event is going to be a sold-out event. There's already, by the way, over 500 people that have registered for the event. There's 50 to 75 people every day that are registering for it. We still have 2 weeks left, I believe. Yeah, Monday's the 31st. There's 2 weeks before that event. We're going to be bummed. We are absolutely going to be bummed because that's going to be sold out, and unfortunately, we have to turn people away. So anyway, at that point, I would promote First Steps, tell stories about First Steps to Success, and that they need to get registered right away. The next impending event would be closing out the end of the month. And that would be make sure that you're in position in the company. And let's say that, you know, getting a position, let's say they had to start with a $2,000 package, and for them to go up to the next position is to get three other people to do the same thing. Okay, so make sure the end of the month is coming up here real quick. You want to make sure that you are positioned for the growth that will happen in the month of September. So make sure that you're at a high compensation position so that whatever comes in your business in the month of September, that you're being able to not leave any money on the table. So those would be things that I would call impending events. So it would be a more involvement, okay? First Step to Success, by the way, is the highest, biggest bang for your buck involvement. You guys are going to be seeing some numbers that we're going to be producing here pretty quick that's going to blow your mind. All I will say is this, the last First Step, out of all the people that were six- and seven-figure income earners, the ones that had never made six figures before that made it through First Step Success, they all had a common denominator, and 100% of them had not missed a First Step. Okay? And I'm talking about the ones that were created out of First Steps. So the ones that had been created through the venue of that two-day First Step Success seminar, let me just give you some numbers. 10 that were six-figure income earners that were not prior to working with us, they had something in common. They plugged into First Steps and they brought people each and every month. Our ratios of turning six and seven-figure income earners that come to First Steps and Success on a monthly basis is scary. I'm not talking about the numbers of the ones that come once and never again. I'm not talking about the ones that come once and then 6 months later come again. I'm not talking about the ones that come once and then 3 months later come again. I'm talking about the ones that use it as a system. Those are the ones that have kicked over a six-figure income inside of 1 year. That is staggering, absolutely staggering. We also have many who have gone from nothing to five figures by plugging in every month. That's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. Okay, so anyway, so I would promote First Steps to them. All right, so those three things. Now, let me give you this. Let me help you. First of all, some of you are like, but I wouldn't know how to do a Saturday training tomorrow, even if I tried. Well, I've got three little secrets I'm going to give you right now. Okay, first of all, let me give you what the intention of your Saturday training is, what the goal of turning out that Saturday training is. Number one goal is to handle the objections of the people that are there in the room. They all have objections, guys. You will be handling objections for the rest of your life. So either they are guests in the room and they have objections, or they're in the business and they have objections. And the objections usually are something like this. The objections of someone who's a guest is, I need to think it over. Another objection they have is, I'm not a salesperson. Another objection they have is, I have no money. Okay? So these are very or faint. You know, I don't want, what are people going to think of me if I do this? Okay? So your training needs to be around handling those objections. So you make sure that each section, or at least one of those sections, when you're talking to them, that you're handling those objections. And so what you would just come right out and say, let's handle the money objection right away, is you're going to disarm them with that money objection. So it'll be, you know what, you will encounter people that will say, you know, I just don't have the money. I know some of you are thinking that right now. I call this attack and confess. Okay? And so what it looks like is, you know, we all know, and I want you to, just time out, I want you to listen to me right now. You know that there's people in that Saturday training room that they have objections about time, and they have objections about money. So when you handle the objections through the presentation, then you don't have to handle them after the presentation. And so it'll look something like this. Now, come on. And by the way, the testimonials, if there are people in your organization that didn't have the money, and they went and found a way to get the money, you want to highlight that person. So it looks like this. Okay. You know, it could be, you know, like me, going to my first training seminar. I didn't have the money. I borrowed it from a boyfriend and borrowed the rest on a credit card. That's where I got it. I used other people's money. So you want to address that in your Saturday training. That successful people, they say that it takes money to make money, not necessarily totally true. It does take money to make money, but it doesn't have to be your money to make money. It can be borrowing from the bank. It could be borrowing from a credit union. It could be getting the money from a credit card. It could be from your parents. It could be from your friends. It could be from a neighbor. It could be selling some stuff in your garage that's just collecting dust. I mean, there's plenty of ways to go find money, and if life depended on it, I'm sure you would find it. So you want to disarm that objection that they have by, first of all, almost mocking the people that, you know, sit there and turn up a multi-million dollar opportunity because they don't have $1,000. That's silly. Turning up a chance to be able to change their whole future because they wanted to say, I don't have $1,000, but here we know that if we went to their house, we'd find $1,000 worth of junk that they came up with that $1,000 with to buy the junk that serves no purpose at all, right? Here we know that their credit card is full of purchases that they can't even remember what they bought, but they got a $5,000 balance on a credit card bill that they can't even remember what those purchases were. So you talk about that in your Saturday training, okay, to disarm that ridiculous excuse of I don't have the money. Same with the time. I've got things you can use for that, but we'll have to talk about that later. I'm going to add a first step, line it out perfectly, and do a Saturday training for you guys so that you can duplicate it perfectly and increase your sales. Now, the second thing that you're looking to do, so again, the first thing is to handle the objections of the people that are in the room, the objections of those that are not going to work, and the objections of those that are that haven't started yet. Number two, the goal of that event is for them to start with the top package. So you want to market that top package in that Saturday training and create an eager want in them to start with that top package, okay? So they should all be walking out there with, if they haven't gotten it yet, they should be upgrading to that by the time they leave that Saturday training. Number three, the third goal, is for further involvement through First Steps to Success. That was my further involvement. That's how I built my organization. That's how I built six and seven figure income earners, was through the process of First Steps to Success, which is a 2-day intensive training program that develops people from the bottom up, from their skill. Okay, so let me tell you this. If you start someone with a $4.99 package, I just got off the phone with one of my top clients. You start someone, let's say, with a $4.99 package, okay? But they don't know how to market it. They don't know how to talk to people. They don't know what to say to people. They don't possess the skill of creating an eager want in someone to join them. They don't know how to lead an organization. They don't know how to motivate an organization. They don't know how to create other leaders in their organization. They don't know how to raise their retention levels. They don't know how to duplicate volume instantly. They don't know how to create momentum out of thin air. Okay? But you're selling them this $4.99 package. What in the world can they do with that $49.99 package if they don't know how to do any of the things that I just said to you? How far are they going to go? Not very far, are they? You see, this got into my mind early on in my career, that if someone would not plug into First Steps, I would not work with them. Do not give me your $4,000. Don't buy this top package for $4,000. If you're not going to go to First Steps Success, because you will fail with that $4,000, and I will have no failures. I knew what was best as a leader for my organization. And what was best for them was to go through that 2-day intensive program with a whole bunch of other people going through that 2-day intensive program of learning how. Listen, people don't talk to people because they don't know how, and they are afraid of failing. People don't upgrade people to the top package because they don't know how. Therefore, they don't even talk about it. People don't go out and do a presentation because they don't know how. We know that they have a desire to because they signed up with you. We know that they want to build an income. We know they want to make six figures. We know they want to get out of debt. We know they want to travel more. They just don't know how. That's the deal. So if they don't know how, they won't take a step. Now, there's lots of different ways to learn how. But there's one way that is the best way to learn how. Okay? That's available to you at least at the moment. The best way for them to learn how is to go through this intensive 2-day program where they are full body immersion, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically, and financially immersed. With a complete, intense 2-day focus. They're not in their homes. They're not being distracted. You can put a CD in a car, and that is going to help, no question. But you're not going to listen to 10 hours sitting in your car. You're going to listen to 15 minutes or half an hour. You might get a phone call. The tape is still playing. How much are you going to retain when you're listening sporadically versus being in a 2-day environment? Imagine your people being in a 2-day environment, being fully immersed, of getting over their excuses, getting over their objections, getting over their fears, and learning the skill of how to talk to people, how to close them at the top package, how to present it to people, how to create momentum out of thin air. Think about that. So I knew early on, I watched the ones that didn't go, and I watched the ones that did go. And I watched the ones that went once in a while, and I watched the ones that go all the time. What have I seen? I think you know the answer. The ones that go all the time make the most money. The ones that plug in once in a while, they make some money. They get off track, they get depressed, and sometimes they wind up coming back again. They make some money. Then, when they don't come back, they get off track, they get depressed, and some of them wind up quitting. But the ones that stay fully immersed in the involvement process are the ones that grow because their skill is being enhanced at a rapid rate. So, your goal after every Saturday training is to have First Steps to Success registration forms filled out, that you have registered people for First Steps. The fourth thing you're looking for is for them to book a presentation with you, that they are ready to step up and go to work now. So if they're a brand new person, you're going to do those 3 meetings with them. And if you don't know how to do that, that's okay. There's a strategy on how to be able to increase momentum with a brand new person. How do I make a brand new person money right away? Okay, listen, if your people aren't making money that you're getting started, it's because you don't know how to help them make money. That's all it is. If you don't know how, that just means you don't have the skill. Can you learn the skill? Yes, you can. Okay, so the fourth thing is that a presentation is booked, and the presentation being booked means they are going to work. So again, the first thing is you're looking to handle their objections through the study training. The second thing is you're looking to make sure that you close people from the front of the room on the top package. The third thing is that you're looking to have them not only fill out that registration form for First Steps to Success, but that they are making a commitment as to how many people they're going to bring along with them to Dallas, Texas, August 12th and 13th, if that's the one that you're going to. Okay? Then number four, the presentation being booked is so that you can get to their contact so you can get them to what? To First Steps to Success. If they go to First Steps to Success, you know they're going to start with the top package. You know they're going to go to work. Do you understand? Listen, I was on a conference call last week with people who had earned the Dynasty Call, and they were, this is a team from Denver, Colorado that's going to creating a Dynasty in Orlando, Florida. And this particular team, we had 10 minutes available for some testimonials, and in those 10 minutes, 8 people stepped up to share success stories that they had already had. 7 of the 8 all sponsored anywhere from 2 to 4 people. Okay? One of them, check this out. Arnold made 11 appointments. Had 11 conversations, scheduled 10 appointments, had been able to meet 5 of those appointments. The other 5, he hasn't met with them yet. They were scheduled later on in the week. Out of the 5 presentations he did, he signed up 3. He has never done that before, in a week or ever. Here's another one. Colleen. Colleen not only wound up taking her house off the market from somebody else, but sold her house by herself, which was a $1 million property, has her spirit back alive again, but scheduled, talked to 4 people, did 4 presentations, signed up 4 people. Did you hear me? She has said, I haven't done that in months and months and months. I want you to imagine, 78 all sponsored, 2 to 4 people. Okay? Majority of them have never sponsored anyone before in their life. Now I want you to imagine, here is your brand new person. Let's say your new person is Arnold. What do you want for Arnold? I hope you want the best for Arnold. I hope you want the best possible shot for Arnold succeeding. Because if you did, you would tell him straight up, if you don't go, I'm sorry, you're going to be very much behind. You're going to wind up with some serious frustrations if you're not there. And Arnold, we got to get some people to go representing your business. Okay, so Arnold, what's best for Arnold is Arnold not being there by himself, but Arnold having a team of people there with him, brand new blood. Gosh, could you imagine? Here's the bottom line. First Steps is 2.5 weeks away. So look at this picture here. No, it's 2 weeks away. So with it being 2 weeks away, here's what you got. So exciting. That means that these people are brand new. That means they're less than 2 weeks old, plugging into the system. Guess what they're coming with? You tell me, is it best for Arnold to wait 6 weeks? No. Is it best for him to wait 6 months? No, because chances are he'll quit within that 6-month period. But if he gets in, plugs in instantaneously, he's not having to deal with all that fear and all that nonsense. He's learning a plan, implementing the plan now, instead of dealing with 6 months of thinking about quitting. Do you understand? Okay, cool. So that's the goal of what's coming out of First Steps. I mean, that's the goal that's coming out of your Saturday training. 1, handle their objections. Handle them from the front of the room. Handle them in the form of a story, telling stories of other people who didn't have the time, who found the time, that telling their objections. People who didn't have the money, who went and found the money, okay, and now making money. Number 2 is the top package. Number 3 is First Step Success. Number 4 is that they book a presentation, which means they are going to work. Okay. Now, in the beginning of the call, I told you, I mentioned it. Here's another thing. Forgot. Now, some of you are like, but Danny, I work a total virtual business. I completely understand. Or Danny, I'm just getting started. And you know what? I don't really like getting in front of people. I totally understand. Let me help you with the second one first. Now, I use DVDs as an amazing tool, and DVDs are so duplicatable. And here's what you can do. What you can do is start your presentation with the intro and doing recognition. Then plug in one of the dynamic duplication DVDs. There are 6 DVDs in that DVD set. So you use 1 hour per week for your Saturday training. Now, I don't know about you, but who do you want teaching your organization how to prospect? A professional who's prospected thousands of people herself, or someone who's just getting started? You tell me. You obviously want your people plugging into where they can learn from somebody who has done 1,000 of them themselves, or more like 10,000. Okay, so that's where the DVD comes in great handy. And so what you would do, and again, I told you how to close 90% of the room before, you know, that strategy closes them before you even start the meeting. If you use that strategy, and I'll show you where to get the strategy. If you use that strategy with the DVD, oh my gosh, you're going to have a tremendous amount of people showing up each week who want to see the next video. The content on those DVDs are scary. The content is scary. The content handles their objections. The content totally hits them upside the head with their excuses. The content on those DVDs strongly tells them what to do and how to do it, and the person on the DVD has the credibility to say it. Maybe you're thinking, I don't have the credibility to say something. That's fine. I do have the credibility, and those DVDs are powerful involvement tools of taking people from involvement to upgrading themselves on a Saturday training. So that's one of them. So this is what your outline would look like. One, do an intro with it with the recognition. Two, do a quick product focus, okay? So that's 15 minutes times two, that's 30 minutes, okay? Three, do your put in one of the DVDs. The DVD talks about how to market everything, okay? So then you'll close it with recognition of who's done what, and then number four is the impending event. You're closing for the impending event, okay? So again, one is your intro, two is focusing on a product for about 15 minutes, three, you put in the DVD, just show one DVD, 1 hour, okay? Next, so that brings us to an hour and a half. Then you do 15 minutes of recognition, 15 minutes of impending events, right? So there you go. That's your outline if you're going to use a DVD. And if you want to use somebody that has credibility, you want to use somebody that already has sponsored thousands of people, you want to use the credibility and the expertise of somebody that has trained and equipped and the stuff that she teaches actually works based on the 10,000 testimonials that have been created, okay? If you want to use that, I think that could work for you. But if you care, if you got to weigh your ego with your bank account and figure out which one weighs more on that one. Next, if you work a virtual business, okay, I've got an answer for you too. You can do this on conference calls. I've seen it done on conference calls. I've done it on conference calls, and it works absolutely gorgeous. In fact, I've got one of my clients that is doing it. I'm so proud of her. And she's got like this little funky clown horn, honk, honk, which is absolutely hilarious. Everyone's got their little things where they honk or, you know, a cowbell ringing for celebrating on the phone. So this is how you would do it. You would start that Saturday training in the very same way. You could first start with your business presentation, a live business presentation call. You can make it 15 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever. Then you go ahead and half an hour later, get on the phone to start the Saturday training. It's the same exact outline as the one I just gave you, but instead of the DVD, what you're going to do is you're going to plug in, let's say, prospect and close your way to millions. Or you can play the DVD through your phone. You can have either a speakerphone, have your DVD playing on a computer, and have the computer tied into your phone and let the DVD play over the phone line. Or if you want to use Prospect and Close Your Way to Millions one hour, one CD each week. There's 7 CDs in there. So 7 weeks of training. You don't have to come up with the content, but we have a proven track record that the content works, and it's going to get them over their objections. It's going to get them on the path, and it's going to get their feet moving, just like what happened to you when you listened to it, okay? So anyway, so if you do it virtually, so you use the same exact outline, okay? But you get these little fun horns and cowbells and all that stuff where everyone's celebrating each other. Like, hey, you know, we had so-and-so hit the consultant position. Hey, say hi, ladies and gentlemen, if I mention your name. Hi. And then everyone else says, congratulations. Things like that. You can create that fun environment right through the phone. I've seen it done. I've done it myself, and it's a blast. So use the same exact formula, the intro. Do, you know, a little bit of product demonstration. Plug in the CD or the DVD. Then do more recognition. Then the impending event. The same goal in mind to close those 4 things through that 2-hour Saturday training on a conference call or a 2-hour live Saturday training in a home or in a hotel, whatever. I just gave you a major multi-million dollar idea, okay? So there you go. That's enough to get you started in the right direction. Now, at the beginning of the call, I had said to you that there's a way that you can have 90% of the room. There's a strategy you can use to close 90% of the room before the meeting ever starts. You're going to find that in the product section of our website. Click on Home Presentation Success System. There is a strategy in there, and I mentioned it. It'll help you to close 90% of the room before it even gets started. You want to master that skill big time. Master that skill that's on those CDs, Home Presentation Success System. That's where you're going to find that. Now, I also mentioned a couple of other things. I mentioned to you in the beginning that not know how to do any part of my business. And that's how come my business was failing. I had a strong desire. I wanted to make a lot of money. I believed in the company I was working with. I believed in the business that I had. But the belief in the business, the belief in the company, and the desire was not enough. I did not possess the skill. I did not possess the skill to get the job done. You see, it's just like any college student. You know, they may have a strong desire. A nurse that goes to school to become a nurse has got a strong desire that wants to help people with their health. She wants to save people's lives, or he wants to save people's lives. But if they don't possess the skill, they got a chance of killing somebody. Okay, so it's just like with anything. I know, there's no doubt in my mind that the reason why you're on this phone is because you have a strong desire and you believe in what you have. You just don't know how to get the job done. And there are some of you that are on this phone that you believe in what you have, but you don't believe in yourself. You don't believe you can, and you don't believe that you have what it takes. What I'm going to tell you is if you have what it takes to learn how to walk, you were trained to walk by someone else who walks. You were trained to talk by somebody else who talks. You've learned skills throughout your whole life that has helped you. That's been a key theme through this call. That if you don't know how, those that grow in life are the ones that find somebody to teach them how. You did not know how to walk before someone taught you. You did not know how to eat by yourself before someone taught you. And so the skills that you possess right now in your job, you did not know how to do those skills until somebody taught you how. Now the question you have to ask yourself is, who do you want to teach you? Do you want someone to teach you that's in the learning process themselves? Or do you think it's beneficial for someone to teach you that has a proven track record with their systems, with their strategies, of helping to take everyday average people to $1 million income, or taking everyday average people to a six-figure income, a five-figure income within months? I just read this testimony from a lady from Denver. Denver was now 2 weeks ago. That came out of Denver and made $15,000 in 2 weeks. She made $15,000 in her business the whole last year. Did you hear me? It took her a whole year to make $15,000 last year. And in 2 weeks after First Steps of Success, she made $15,000. Listen, there is an acceleration program taking place in Dallas, Texas. It's not for everybody, and I know that. So you cannot just say, I don't know how to get people. You can't blame the company, you can't blame the market, you can't blame the leads. Whatever struggles you're having in your business, it is only because you don't know how yet. Either your leadership development hasn't been developed to that level yet, which means there's some skills that you need to develop. Do you know how to motivate a team to move collectively in one direction in absolute momentum? We do, and we can show you how. Okay, so a couple just real quick things. Dallas, we know, we already told you, is going to sell out. And we apologize for that. We were not anticipating this kind of growth in the month of August, it being the slowest month of the year. We were not anticipating that. But something happened in Denver, Colorado. I believe something miraculous happened in Denver, Colorado. And I believe something miraculous is going to happen in Dallas. And the fruit is the team that came out of Denver, that small team that came out of Denver, is exploding all over the place right now. And that's how come this event is filled up so fast, okay? So go right now to www.dannijohnson.com. Come on. What are you going to tell your son when he worked hard and he did everything he was supposed to and he wants to go to Harvard and you can't afford it? Are you going to say, I'm sorry, I just didn't know how? I didn't know how to build my business so I could develop that six-figure income so I could pay cash for your university education. Is that what you're going to say? I'm sorry, I just didn't know how to talk to people. I just didn't know how to come up with the money. I just didn't know how to build an organization. I just didn't know what to do. Is that the excuse you're going to give? Are you going to be that parent that truly believes in your children and want to see them succeed far beyond your wildest imagination? That you're going to make sure that you are prepared when the time comes, when you can help them, that you're prepared to help them. The checkbook is in hand, and you can do whatever you need to catapult them into their future. Go now to DannyJohnson.com. If you need to learn how to master prospecting and closing, There's a number of different ways you can learn how to do that. But mastery is a different skill. And I know that not everybody cares about mastery. That's fine. If you don't, that's fine. But if mastery is what you're after, so that you don't have to deal with this frustration anymore, you have to deal with this working way too many hours and not getting the results you want, first step to success is going to begin the mastery process. Begin it. Prospect and close your way to millions. I mentioned that for you to use it with your Saturday trainings. Okay? North Carolina, life in North Carolina, that's the beginning foundation for you learning how to talk to people, who to talk to, how to get results with them. And the script book and audios, if you're in the product department, you'll see their audios and their actual words. There's scripts in there that you will use to contact cold market, warm market, how to create a market, how to leave a voicemail message, how to close. All of those scripts are in there and available. You can find those on the website. An advanced mastery program is for steps to success, creating a dynasty, all of that stuff. That's all available on the site. Get familiar with the site. First of all, there's three types of people. First type person is the one that says, you know what, Danny, thanks, but no thanks. You know, I hear this information, this whole Saturday training concept. Yeah, I don't think so. I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. That's totally fine. You can always go and keep doing what you're doing and know that you're going to continue to get the results that you're getting. And if you're happy with what those results are, we bless you. That's awesome. I think that's wonderful. And if you're that first type person, we just want to bless you and hope that you find what you're looking for. We hope that start to learn how to advance yourself in your current career and learn how to get out of debt and all of those things. And if you know what, if you wind up never working a home-based business, that really doesn't matter. First Steps can teach you how to get out of debt. Just the cost of getting in there is going to save you a tremendous amount of money. The seminar is only $297. Trust me, if it helps you pay off $20,000 worth of debt, and then also gives you a surplus of an extra $20,000 because that money's not going towards debt anymore, obviously the seminar paid for itself almost tenfold. The second type person, the one that says, I want to think about it. Anything to contemplate, to reevaluate, to consider. Please don't be like your prospects. Come on. Be like somebody who is willing to step up and take a chance. Your future depends on it. If you are a real think-it-over person, I can't tell you enough how important it is for you to start going to the website, start listening to some of those archived calls, start getting involved with the people that are working with you, that sent you to this call, whether they've got a Saturday training already in place, whatever it is they've got in place, get familiar with the website. Really be doing your due diligence. It's important for you to do that. If you're the third type person, you are absolutely the one I'm looking for. You're the one I'm looking for, and you're the one that the leader of the organization that invited you to is looking for. And that third type person is the one that says, I see it. This makes sense. Thank you so much for the $600 bonus call that you just gave me. Danny, I will implement it now. We will go to work. I may not know all the ins and outs at the moment, but I'm going to apply what I have learned. If you are that person, you're that person that says, I see it. I'm going for it. I'm going to make things happen. I'm looking for another poster child for DannyJohnson.com. We are looking for more people that we want to create so many six- and seven-figure income earners out of complete thin air that it makes people's heads spin, that it causes people to get over their excuses and get over themselves, that your very testimony someday someone's going to identify with and say, darn, if they can, so can I. If you're truly that person, then go now. I'll see you in Dallas. Go now. Get yourself started on some of these areas that I've talked to you about. If you want to begin the home presentation, the Saturday training thing, you need to know how to be able to close 90% of that room with that particular strategy. Get the home presentation success system. If you want to use the DVD, obviously, in fact, sorry, you got to call the office in order to get a hold of that DVD, and that phone number is 209-463-5210. You can find it at the bottom of our website, 209-463-5210. But if you are that one that says, I see it, I'm ready, what's my next step? Your next step is Dallas, Texas. Your next step is going out, getting busy, all-out massive action now, putting people through presentations, and getting them to Dallas. Why? Because. Think about it. Do you want them going gangbusters? Do you want them knowing how to create an income for themselves right out of the gate? Yes, that's going to build you a big, fat paycheck. Your people making money is what's going to make you money, and my reputation is putting people to work and helping them make money. So I will show your people how to make money. I will get them to move forward to making money. So again, if you're a number one, bless you. We hope that you do not give up on dreams and goals. We hope that you plug into something that's going to help you. If you're a think-it-over person, start getting familiarized with everything. In fact, consider, think about it, pray about it. Going to First Steps, you get your money back if you didn't learn anything. You have nothing to lose besides time. You're not going to lose any money because we give you your money back. But you've all wasted time. I've wasted time. We've done stupid things wasting time. So it's just another time waster if you wind up learning nothing. Okay? And by the way, Saturday night is open to the general public. We encourage you tremendously to listen in on that Saturday night. It's open and free to the general public. You can invite anyone you want, by the way, Saturday night. Third type person, I'll see you in Dallas. I'll see you with an organization. If I see you consistently, then I know you're the next six-figure income earner that we're going to develop. So other than that, friends, good night. God bless you. We pray that you have an awesome last day of the month. We pray that you have an awesome first week of the month. And I cannot wait to see what's going to happen. That's miraculous and powerful, life-altering. It's going to happen in Dallas, Texas. We'll see you then. God bless. Good night.